Okay, so you know how sometimes you stumble across something really cool, like you weren't even looking for it? Like a little used bookstore, that old book smell, you know?
Oh, yeah, totally.
We're going to deep dive today into a place that could be just as magical, the school library.
And get ready to have some of your preconceived notions challenged.
I'm always up for a good challenge,
Oh,
especially
yes.
when it comes to those often overlooked learning hubs.
We're digging into some fascinating research and real-world examples that might just change how you view school libraries.
Let's do it. So the big question right off the bat, do school libraries actually make a difference when it comes to students and how well they achieve? Or are they, dare I say it, just glorified study halls?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the research might surprise you.
Hit me with it.
There's this thing called the librarian effect. It's not some mystical force field, but rather the measurable impact that a certified teacher librarian, a CTL, can have on a school.
Okay, hold on. Back up a sec. CTL. For those of us who haven't actually stepped foot inside a school library for a while now, what exactly does that mean? Break it down for us.
Right, so CTL stands for Certified Teacher Librarian, and it's not just someone who knows their way around a card catalog.
Thank goodness, because those things are ancient history.
Right, these CTLs are actually qualified teachers who've gone above and beyond to become experts in things like literacy, research, and how to bring those things into pretty much every single subject you can think of.
They're like the super librarians, equipped with secret knowledge and a passion for setting young minds on fire.
Exactly. And the research backs us up in a big way. One analysis of 26 statewide studies found that having a full-time qualified school librarian was consistently connected to higher student achievement across the board. And we're talking some of the biggest effects they saw, especially when you look at standardized reading scores.
Wow, 26 studies. That's a pretty compelling argument for having a CTL in every school.
Oh.
But I'm sensing it's not as simple as just saying we need more librarians
Yeah.
and poof, magically every school has one. There's got to be more to it, right?
You're right, it's definitely more complicated. Access to good school libraries, the ones that are funded well and have those qualified librarians, well, it varies a lot depending on where you are in the country.
That's a shame, isn't it? Every student, no matter where they live, they deserve the chance to experience what a well-run library can do for them. Speaking of location, let's bring it home a little closer, shall we? What's the story in Utah? Are we talking top-notch when it comes to literacy, or is it kind of a mixed bag?
I'd say Utah, like a lot of states, still has some work to do. It might surprise you to hear we're actually one of the lowest in the nation when it comes to how many librarians we've got for each school.
Oh, wow, that is surprising.
And here's the kicker. Most districts, they say you have to have certified librarians in high schools, which makes sense. But when it comes to elementary schools,
They're kind of left to fend for themselves.
pretty much.
It seems a little backward, though, right? We're talking about those really crucial early learning years when kids are just starting to develop those core literacy skills. Shouldn't we have dedicated experts there?
You'd think so, but it often boils down to how they're deciding to spend their money, and honestly, maybe a lack of understanding about how much of a difference libraries can make at all grade levels, not just high school. But the silver lining here is that there are some real bright spots. Salt Lake City, along with a couple of other districts, they're actually doing things right, requiring those certified librarians at every single one of their schools, even the elementary schools. They're kind of leading the way.
So, Salt Lake City is our shining example here. They're showing everyone else it can be done, that we can prioritize school libraries and make it happen. But what are they doing differently? I mean, are there secret strategies at play here or some kind of special handshake? What's the secret sauce?
It's less about secrets and more about having a solid plan. Researchers have found that there are five things that make school libraries super effective. They call it the HESTL framework, and it's kind of like a roadmap, if you will, for making a library the best it can be.
Okay, a roadmap to library greatness. I'm in. Let's
Yeah.
break down this HESTL thing. What's the first stop on our journey to excellence?
So the first stop, it's all about planning. But don't think about it like just scheduling when the library is open. We're talking about CTLs who are really tuned in to what their school's goals are. They're thinking about things like, how can we boost those reading scores? Or what's the school trying to achieve overall? And then they look at the library and go, okay, how can we make this a powerful tool to reach those goals?
It's all about strategy, making sure the library isn't just some separate thing, but a core part of the school's mission.
You got it. And these CTLs, they're like data detectives. They're always analyzing the standardized test scores to see what's working, what's not working, and where students might need an extra boost. And then they use that data to actually shape what they're doing in the library, making sure it lines up with those needs.
So it's data-driven, but I have a feeling there's a whole lot of heart and creativity mixed in there too.
Yeah.
What about the human element here? How important is it to have the school administration, the principal, all of that on board with this? How crucial is their support?
Oh, it is absolutely essential. Every single one of those CTLs we talked to, they all said that having supportive principals and district leaders was key. They need those people who get it, who really understand the power of the library, and who are going to back them up and give them the resources to really make it shine.
So what does that support actually look like on the ground? How does it translate into action?
It's about letting CTLs lead. Like really empowering them to be those instructional leaders within the school. We're talking about principals advocating for their CTLs to get the professional development they need, giving them a voice in those big school-wide decisions, and just generally making sure they've got enough staff to actually run things effectively. In fact, one principal actually said, and I quote, "If I could choose between getting another teacher to make my class sizes smaller or hiring a certified librarian, I would choose the librarian every time."
Wow, that's huge. It really shows you just how big of an impact a CTL can make. They're not just managing books here. They are shaping the entire learning experience.
Exactly. And that actually leads us perfectly into the next stop on our HTL road trip instruction.
We've got our library. We've got a game plan. Now what? How are these top performing CTLs actually teaching and getting students excited about learning? Are we talking Dewey Decimal systems and those little cards you put in the back of the book? What's going on?
Think less about those old school lessons and more about teamwork. These CTLs see themselves as partners, working side by side with the classroom teachers.
I love that. It takes a village.
It really does. They're always asking, what are you working on in class? What can I do to help? Are there any resources I can dig up? How can we make this learning experience even more engaging?
So it's a two-way street, a constant conversation. The CTL isn't just sitting back and waiting for someone to ask them for something. They're actively looking for ways to integrate the library into everything the school is doing. Do you have an example of what that collaboration looks like in action?
Absolutely. One CTL, her name was Michelle Edgley, she noticed that a lot of her students, they really struggled with speaking up and then also seeing things from different perspectives. So she created this whole activity, had the students work together to come up with narratives for a picture book. They got to analyze the vocabulary, figure out the themes, and ultimately had to take all their different interpretations and combine them into one cohesive story. It was actually pretty amazing to see.
Now, that is how you take something seemingly simple and turn it into a multi-layered learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she hit on critical thinking, communication skills, all of that, just by working with the teachers and knowing what her students needed.
Exactly. And that was a common theme we found. These high-achieving schools, they get it. They're CTLs, they're masters at figuring out how to teach, always coming up with these new and creative ways to get those aha moments to happen.
It's making me wish I could go back to elementary school. I'm not even gonna lie. I want one of those CTLs on my side.
Me too. It's really inspiring. And all that passion and creativity they bring to the table, well, that leads us to our next STL standard environment.
Ooh, the plot thickens.
You ever walk into a place and it just feels like, you know, like you could just hang out there all day, maybe curl up with a good book or finally tackle that big project you've been putting off?
Okay, yeah, you're speaking my language. I'm all about those comfy vibes.
Well, that's what these really effective school libraries, that's what they're going for. It's not just about looking nice, although that does play a part. It's more about being intentional. Like every little detail adds up to create that space that's both welcoming and also helps you learn, you know?
So spill the tea. What are those magic ingredients for the perfect library atmosphere? Are we talking beanbags and mood lighting?
Think less about specific things and more about the overall vibe. One thing that was huge in both of those Salt Lake City schools we talked about was inclusivity. They really went above and beyond to make sure every single student felt like they belonged there, you know, like they were seen.
Okay, I like that. But how does that actually work in a library? What does inclusivity look like when you walk in the door?
Well, for starters, it's the books on the shelves, right? Making sure there are all different kinds of voices and experiences reflected in those books. But it goes deeper. One of the CTLs, Emily, she talked about how important it was to have art and posters up that celebrate different cultures. She even had signs in multiple languages, which is brilliant, right? Helps all the students find their way around no matter what.
Those little things that make all the difference. It's like they're saying, you belong here. Your story matters.
Exactly. And it's not just about inclusivity either. These libraries are designed to be flexible so you can do all kinds of learning activities in them. Like Uinta Elementary, they had different zones set up, so there was a whole computer lab for research, a little reading nook with comfy chairs where you could get lost in a book, and then a big open area with tables and chairs for group projects and stuff.
It's like having multiple libraries in one.
Yeah.
So if you need to buckle down and focus, you can. If you want to work with other students, you can. If you just need a break with a good graphic novel, there's a place for that too.
Exactly. Which is key, because let's be real, school libraries, they aren't just about books anymore. It's way more dynamic now. We're talking tech integration, project-based learning, you name it.
It's like the future of learning is happening right there in the library. But with all that going on, it must take a ton of organization to keep everything running. Which brings us to our next ACL standard, right? Management.
You got it. And one of the things that really impressed me was how committed both of these schools were to open access. Like, they really believe that students should be able to use the library whenever they need it.
Yes. Can we get rid of those strict library schedules and overdue fines everywhere? Seriously, some of my worst childhood memories.
Tell me about it. But at these schools, they're all about breaking down those barriers, making it easy to learn and explore. Both libraries had those self-checkout things, so kids could check out books even if the CTL was busy with another class. And get this, no limits on how many books you could borrow at once.
Living the dream. I'm picturing kids walking around with stacks of books like little mini scholars. But, okay, even with open access, there's got to be some structure, right? Especially when it comes to all those books.
For sure. And both CTLs we talked to were really thoughtful about their collections. They wanted to make sure they had a good variety of books that would interest their students, and of course, stuff that lined up with what they were teaching in the classroom. And they used data, too, things like looking at which books were being checked out the most to help them decide what to buy.
Speaking of tough decisions, let's talk about weeding. You know, taking out the books that are outdated or maybe just not relevant anymore. That's always a sensitive topic.
It can be. I mean, books are like friends, right? No one wants to feel like they're getting rid of someone's favorite. But the CTLs we spoke with, they had a good system for it. If a book was damaged, outdated, just not being used, they knew it was time to let it go.
Makes sense. But they weren't just relying on those checkout numbers, were they?
No, because sometimes a book might not get checked out a lot, but it could be really important for a particular student, you know? Like, books with diverse characters and storylines, those might not be for everyone, but for some students, seeing themselves in those pages, that means the world.
So true. Representation matters, and libraries have a responsibility to make sure their collections reflect that.
100%. Which leads us to our last HSTL standard,
leadership.
These CTLs, they're not just going through the motions, you know. They're taking on real leadership roles, not just in their schools, but in the community, too.
Okay, I am here for librarian superheroes. Give me the details. What kind of leadership are we talking about? Are they out there organizing book club rallies?
That would be cool. Now, this is more about using their knowledge and their passion to make things better. Both of the CTLs we talked to were super involved in those professional organizations, like the one for Utah school librarians. And that lets them do a few things, like stay up to date on what's happening in the library world, connect with other awesome librarians, and be a voice for libraries.
So they're out there fighting the good fight for libraries everywhere.
Yes. And it goes beyond just that, too. These CTLs are on school committees. They're working with teachers to develop curriculum. They're even leading those professional development workshops for their colleagues. People really see them as leaders.
They've definitely earned a seat at the table. I mean, they're not just running a library. They're shaping education as a whole.
Right. And you know what really proves this? The 2023 Utah Library Program Status Survey, they talked to over 240 school library staff across the state. And what they found was pretty telling.
Okay, you know I love a good data drop. What'd they find out?
Schools that had CTLs had way higher student engagement in the library. Like, way more kids were checking out materials and actually using the library for classes and events and stuff.
It's like having a CTL on staff is the secret to getting kids excited about the library.
Mm.
What other interesting things did this survey tell us?
They also found a much stronger link between what the library was doing and the school's overall goals, but only in the schools that had CPLs. So their library programs and budgets were more likely to be tied to those big picture school improvement plans, showing a more strategic approach.
Instead of just being afterthought, they're saying, hold on, the library is a key part of how we achieve our goals.
Yeah, exactly. And this also applied to professional development too. CTLs were way more likely to be the ones leading those workshops for teachers and really getting involved with those professional learning communities.
They're not just raising the bar for students, they're lifting up their colleagues too. CTLs really are all about collaboration. But speaking of data, didn't we talk about some iffy results with reading scores? Or am I imagining that?
You're remembering correctly. The 2023 survey had a lot of positive things to say, but when they took a close look at the Acadians reading scores from the last two school years, well, let's just say the results were a little mixed.
Okay, let's dive into those mixed results a little bit. What exactly did the Acadians data tell us? Lay it on me.
Well, they looked at different groups of students, comparing the ones in schools with CTLs to the ones without. And here's where it gets interesting. Racial minorities, students with disabilities, and multilingual learners, those groups actually scored a bit higher in schools with CTLs. But when they looked at all the students together, and specifically low-income students, those groups actually had slightly higher scores in the schools without CTLs. It's a little strange.
That's a head-scratcher for sure. But before we go down the rabbit hole here, we have to remind ourselves that correlation doesn't automatically mean causation. Just because there's a connection doesn't mean one thing is directly causing the other one.
Exactly. It's like trying to put together a puzzle, but you're missing some of the pieces. There are so many factors that can influence student achievement, like how good the teachers are, what kind of resources they have, even what's going on in their lives outside of school. And this particular study didn't take those things into account.
So, the Acadians data, it's not quite the clear-cut answer everyone was hoping for. But it also doesn't erase all those other positive findings we've talked about, does it?
Not at all. If anything, it just shows us that we need more research, a deeper dive, to really figure out what's going on so we can make the absolute best decisions for our students.
Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into the world of school libraries. We hope you've walked away with some new insights, maybe a newfound appreciation for those amazing places, and hopefully even a little fire in your belly to go out and make a difference. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking those good questions. We'll see you next time.